attitude of every home in our island, in our empire, and indeed throughout the world, except in the abodes of the guilty, goes out to the British airmen who, undaunted by odds, unwearied in their constant challenge and mortal danger, are turning the tide of the world war by their prowess and by their devotion. Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few.
And that is 1940 on this day in history, August the 20th. That was the voice of British Prime Minister Winston Churchill. And though he was loathed by many for many of his views that had to do with colonialism and race around the world, during World War II, he was this man who galvanized Britain when the Nazis and the Germans attacked Britain. And he said that speech on the midst of one of the toughest air battles that ever took place in human history, where warplanes came in and the British Air Force outnumbered, battled the Germans, and won on this day, on these days. And it was a day, and I lived very deeply with me, because my mother was British, she, at the ripe age of 20 years old, drove the ambulances through the streets of Birmingham as they were attacked and missiles came raining down, and her job was to pull the dead and the wounded out of the rubble. And the British stood. And I think that was something that is a lesson about today when we think about what's going on in Ferguson. I connect that because it means people are standing up and not backing away against the larger odds, saying something has to change. But we begin with that part of our day in history. This is also the day, and this very same day was the day that Leon Trotsky was assassinated in Mexico in 1940 on this day. And it was Leon Trotsky was one of the leaders of the Russian Revolution that Stalin moved out, and many people believe that Leon Trotsky, had he been the leader of Russia after the revolution, would have had a much more democratic and open society and a social society, but he was had an axe put through his head in Mexico City on this day in 1940. And in our own country in 1964, this was the day the war on poverty began. The U.S. government pledged $1 billion to end poverty in America on this day in 1964. And, of course, what happened was two things. Was one, that did put a great brunt into poverty in America and began to build the new black middle class in this country. But it also was stunted because of the war in Vietnam, where there's billions of dollars promised to the communities in this country were then funneled into a war that most people didn't want in Vietnam. But on this day, the war against poverty was declared in 1964, partially fueled by the civil rights movement and by Michael Harrington's book, The Other America, one that we will link to and you should actually think about. And on this day in 1968 was the day the Russians attacked Czechoslovakia. The Czechoslovakian government wanted to have a human form of socialism, allowing farmers to do what they wanted to, freedom of press, right of trade unions, and the Soviet troops and other troops invaded Czechoslovakia to destroy that revolution on this day in 1968. And on this day in 1983, another revolution was fomenting up, and that was in South Africa. It was on this day that the South Africans created this thing called the Tricameral Parliament, which was a three-part parliament, a white chamber, a colored chamber for mixed-race people, and a chamber for Indians. But, of course, the vast majority of Africans in that country were not allowed any voice. So a group formed called the United Democratic Front, crossing racial lines, igniting all of the various anti-apartheid groups, 600 of them. And it was led by men like Desmond Tutu. And this is when Desmond Tutu came to the fore as a great leader of South Africa and stood up. And so it was on this day that the United Democratic Front was launched, on this day in 1983, under the leadership of Desmond Tutu and others. And finally, many of us who remember this one photograph from World War II of Iwo Jima and the Marines planting that flag and holding it up, one of the iconic pictures in American history. And on this day, Joe Rosenthal was the man who took that photograph. He passed away on this day at the age of 94 in 2006. And there's much more to this day in history. And first of all, we will send out to all of our friends of the Baha'i faith to have a wonderful feast of Asma. One of their major holidays is today. So we wish our Baha'i brothers and sisters well on this day. And for the rest of our day in history, on this August 20th, please go to steinershow.org. That is our day in history. We'll be right back with a look at what's in this issue of the City Paper before we take our journey today to Ferguson, Missouri. We'll be right back.